Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
If I can change.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And you can change.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Everybody can change.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It is 7:06 here in Morning Mayhem. Joe may want to do 7:30 instead of 7. He may still be sleeping.
Yeah. All right.
If we don't hear from him at 7. So Roger's been working on the camera situation. Have you got this? Have you got it solved, Roger?
Well, thanks for Justin Acree for giving me a heads up. This is not the same one we've been using.
Same laptop.
You know, you go through the same motion. You could just do it in your sleep. But when something changes, I didn't do all the checking, so it's my mistake.
I do want to say thanks to all of our great listeners out there. So Brian Porterfield, who is the owner of Haynes Home Center in Morrilton and Haynes Hardware in Conway, you know, we've got these cameras now, and it's another way for folks to be able, if they want to see what's going on, they can see it. And also, you know, advertisers want to have their names, you know, on the telecast while we do that. We're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. And also, you can listen, obviously, on our app in addition to on your radio in your car.
I don't see you all. Are you all coming back to YouTube?
We're coming. We're coming.
All right. Roger's still working on that. But, you know, it's funny, Brian. It seems like we come here, we bring rain. I am so sorry. It always seems to happen that way.
The rain makes the grass grow.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Attaboy, Brian.
It is. And we may hear some from some folks here in Morrilton. We always do. I remember you had the guy, you had an umpire from the Savannah Bananas call in.
Vincent Chapman, so he is still the dancing umpire.
Yeah, he's still doing it.
He's loving it.
Just for Savannah, just for the Bananas.
Yeah, he's
like the Harlem Globetrotters, basically.
We had the question in trivia Tuesday night. You remember that?
Yeah,
that
I
was
do.
A bonus.
I do. Matter of fact, it's interesting today, speaking of Harlem Globetrotters, Meadowlark Lemon, his birthday today. But anyway, that was your buddy that called in.
Yeah, I went to school with Vincent and grew up back in East Texas with him.
Yeah.
And I said it was just and that was before the Bananas really blew up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We got him on, I guess that's probably 3 years ago.
Yes. He was a great guy. And we always, again, if you just joined the show, maybe one of the biggest showing of food that we've ever had at a sponsor location. I mean, we've got if you're in the Morrilton area and you don't want to pay for breakfast or lunch today, I mean, you got Waffle House, you got donuts, and then you got Jamie Daly and Jimmy Stewart back there cooking for the rest of the day. So, you know, we're at 4 Davis Drive, but the name of the shopping center is what? What's the name of the shopping center?
That's Davis Shopping Center.
Yeah, so there you go. It's all about the Davis here. And so, because we'll come by and hang out and get a great deal. You're trying to sell a lawnmower during the show.
We want to sell a mower during the show. So the store is backing that with one free service for every year of warranty that you get with the mower. And then Jamie stepped in and said, if we can sell one during the show, he's going to do a free catering for 50 people.
That's it.
So
Jamie's just
perfect for a landscaper that you've got a big crew.
Yes.
Come in, let's get four free services, and then feed your crew. I mean, it's a win-win.
Roger, I was looking at some, it's National License Plate Day for those of you just joining us. It's National License Plate Day. It's National Hug a Plumber Day. I didn't mention this earlier, Roger. National Love Your Thigh Day. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
You know what? For the first time yesterday at a location that we work out.
Yes. You love your thighs.
I got on the bike. Did what I needed to do, but I got on the bike and
worked your thighs.
I haven't done a lot of leg work in a while.
Would you do that? And it's also National Lingerie Day. It fits working your thighs.
I was wearing lingerie while I was on the bike.
Someone says here, how about for Roger's license plate, the coat, KOAT.
I like
King
it.
King of all trivia.
I like it. I'll be tonight, Mainline Trivia, Mainline Sports Bar. Justin Acree will be taking your
place. How about that?
I will be holding onto your table
Justin. That's where he needs to sit. I'll be at the Wolf Street Foundation fundraiser with Darren McFadden talking about his battle with alcoholism. And I think it's so cool that he's sharing from the heart tonight, and look forward to seeing he and his family at Wall Street. Here's another one, Roger. How about Stank? for Rod.
I like that. Got some stank
like
on it. We'll put some stank.
A couple other ones. Somewhere. Here's one for me. Bo Nose. Yeah. How about M R T R P H Y, Mr. Trophy. Here's one, not gay.
Wait a minute. Kudos for you reading that.
Yes, yes.
Kudos for you reading that.
Here's Catman. Oh, no, here's one of my favorites from Roger. A-B-V-K-N-E-E.
Above the knee.
All right.
And then wrestling. W-R-A-S-L-I-N.
Listen, that's psychic. It's not W. It's R-A-S-S-L-I-N apostrophe.
That's it.
Why can't people get that right, Valentine?
Now, go to your cameras right now.
You go to your cameras.
You're in front of YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. And what do you have here? What's going on here, Brian?
Taking from one of y'all's other shows a few weeks ago,
yes.
I figured out not only food am I supposed to do,
right?
Yes, but we're supposed to have a takeaway for you and Roger.
Oh, wow.
That is awesome.
A big flashlight or something.
Yeah. Oh, I hear that.
Nice.
So, we figured...
Oh, my gosh,
we
Roger,
figured
look at this.
Oh, my God. To go home.
Look at
wow.
that. It's a chainsaw.
This is show that 391.
Oh, my God.
Baz.
No way.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
I love
Rod,
that,
wow.
I
Roger,
can't wait.
You need yours, too?
Dude, I need one of those.
We've got
and
one
thank
just
you very much.
Your size
Oh,
right
my
here.
God. Is that real?
So
is that real?
It's not a toy.
It's not a toy. Oh, my
so,
gosh.
Roger, there you go.
Now, what is that exactly, Brian?
It's a chainsaw.
It's a chainsaw.
It's a handheld. It's a 12-volt steel trimmer. So you can cut anything
wow.
about 3 inches or smaller with it. Perfect
for cleaning
up the yard.
The little limb. You know what? That'll be my license plate.
If you use that on
limb.
Naked gardening day,
yep.
careful with what limb you trim.
Oh
thank
my
you
gosh.
Very much. Look at
that is fantastic. You said that thing could cut through something with a diameter of about 2 to 3 inches?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's outstanding.
Pass.
Well, listen, that's outstanding. Listen, you guys are the best.
We had that fun with
that's
Ross
awesome.
And David. We've got one.
We got one for you, too.
Got one for you to go home as well.
You get a dinner.
I am much more safe with that than I am that big one. I will cut my arm off if I do
this. This is for you, this is for your deer habitat. Well, that's fantastic,
yeah,
Brian. Thanks.
Who knew? See, it used to be those things were longer.
We'll leave it right
they
here.
Were like 2 feet
so
long.
Be,
remember
yeah.
back in the day? And now to have a mini, it's just that's all you need most of the time. You don't need the big long
yeah, one. Yeah, and you got no cord with it. There's no gas.
How much do those retail for?
$169.
I'll tell you, Roger, what we've learned, you know, the flashlight that we got the other day from Coffins was was $150, something like that. And it was, these things in this ballpark price wise, Brian, are things that really are really convenient. I mean, that's a really easy thing. You can step outside that you don't have to take storage space in your garage. You know, with bigger that thing's just as effective as those big ones used to be.
Yes. Yeah, I mean there's obviously a place for the larger chainsaws and bigger equipment, but you can do a lot with these small handhelds. The convenience of it. I was telling y'all before we were on the air. Steel designed this thinking it was going to be gardeners maintaining pruning trees and things like that in their yard. I sell just as many to deer leases, to farmers. These will fit in the toolbox on a tractor.
Yes.
They'll fit
very
on a
cool.
four-wheeler or side-by-side. We're riding the trail, making a new trail.
Yes.
You can trim everything
that.
Back.
It's so easy to handle and takes up no space. Two things. Also, one other thing, rather, I wanted to bring up. So I was getting gas this morning.
They didn't
and
see it, so I'll just show that
here.
Monitor.
There you go. I was getting gas this morning in Conway, and I got out of my car and was filling up with gas, and it hit me, and my door closed. And, you know, I panicked for a second.
Yeah?
Just for a second. And then I reminded myself, do you guys remember when, probably 25 years ago, you could lock yourself out of your car? And you can't do that anymore, Roger. Remember back in the day? I actually had that happen when I was playing for the Razorbacks, going home. I was in, like, Mississippi, went into a McDonald's or something, and I've locked my keys in my car.
Always.
It took me 2 hours to get a tow truck out there to... But remember, that was a thing.
Yep.
That was, and now I think it's one of the great inventions where now...
You can't shut your trunk.
If
you've got a trunk, you can't do it.
That's one of those things that we sort of take for granted, that technology that, oh, my gosh, it's so...
Well, if you start your car, you have an automatic starter. Start your car. You can go out there, but you have to be in the car and hit the start button again for it to go.
Yeah.
But if you go in there and start the car and shut the door and walk away while it started, even if you don't have the automatic starter or from your fob, your key fob, it'll honk, 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 and let you know it's running.
I know.
And you've walked away with the keys, so you have to lock it again if you want.
Great technology.
It's fantastic.
A little bit later, too, did you guys, I don't want to get into it right now, but did you see where the airlines, where the Department of Transportation now has finally given some rules to help out the customer?
Well, I've seen that. But you know what I thought? First of all, it's going to save $500 million a year for the consumer. But where are they going to make that money up?
I don't know. But the bottom line is that finally, when you get, we get shat to it, sorry, no, either I'm going to get $300 or I'm going to take the alternate deal. So finally, it's almost like the IRS for years. You had no help with the IRS. Finally, because the airlines have done...
Because they would screw you.
They can do whatever they want to do. They don't care. And so I've always wondered about that.
So what it's going to be is after a certain period of time, if your flight is delayed X amount of hours...
Correct. That's right.
Then you can go back.
Or they've canceled the flight.
Or canceled, sure. Then you can go back.
So at least you get something for your trouble. So we'll get that a little bit later. But I want to go back real quick, Roger. Let's see if Roger will get this.
All right.
And let me know when we hear from Joe, Josh. Cam Little is expected maybe to be drafted tonight. Roger Scott, can you tell me if he's drafted tonight, Cam Little will be, or tomorrow or Saturday, will become the fifth kicker drafted for the Razorbacks?
All right, obviously Steve Little.
Steve Little. Hey, extra credit if you could tell me what pick he was, what round.
He was a first round.
Very, very good.
Yeah, yeah, he was a first round.
How about that? Steve Little was a first round draft choice.
Yeah, yeah.
This is amazing.
Don't hold me to it. For some reason, I want to say 7 or 14.
Go with your second one.
14?
It is 15.
15, okay.
But think about that. Steve Little went 15th overall in the whole NFL draft. That's how dominant. Of course, you know, he had a wreck, and I don't even know how long his career lasted in the NFL. I should probably go back and find that out. Wait, what? 1 year?
Isn't that something?
Yeah, okay. See if you can name me any other.
Did Burlesworth get drafted?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, did we mention him?
No, we haven't gotten that yet.
Okay, was that a multiple year?
He wasn't a first round draft choice. He was.
Well, I mean, but you said anybody. You're talking about multiple.
I'm talking about kickers here.
No, I know. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking about multiple number ones. You only have 5 years of multiple.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. So, can you name me any other kickers?
Yeah, Cox.
No.
No. Who was the one back with.
I'll give you a hint.
Texas and all them had them. Yeah.
I played with one. That's about Razorback. Steve Little, you got. That's one. Cam Little could be two, so there's three remaining.
Right, right.
I played with one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You did. I know.
I'll give you a hint.
No, it were.
King of all trivia. And Roger's really struggling.
I'm really mad.
You're really struggling.
I'm really
mad. His brother still works at the U of A.
Yes, 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 yes. We see him all the time. Give me his initials.
KT.
KT. Trailer.
No.
Taylor. Trailer. It's
close. Kendall Trainer.
Trainer.
Kendall Trainer, 1989.
I hate your trivia.
Bill McClard was the other one, 1972.
Yes.
And this one was a more recent one. You should know this one.
It's not Tejada.
It's not Tejada, but
I know who it is. Come on, Hocker.
Yeah,
nailed it. Nailed them all.
Zach Hocker was the other one. Yeah. So anyway, again, the Razorbacks have not had a tremendous amount of success. So early in the show, I mentioned there were 5 years that the Razorbacks have had multiple number ones.
Right.
Everybody knows that the most recent one was 2008. That
right.
D Mac and Felix Jones. Can somebody tell me? The other one in the 2000s that had two first-round draft choices, 661-1037. Josh, be looking for anybody that it was in 2000s where there were two first-round draft choices, not D-Mac and Felix. That was 2008. There's only been one other time in 24 years in the 2000s since they're with two number one picks. Do you have any idea without blurt? Don't blurt.
Okay,
we've mentioned his name lately in the last few days in talking about one of the greatest. The other ones I mentioned, Wayne Martin, Steve Atwater, 1989, Gary Anderson, Billy Ray Smith, 1983. I'll go ahead and give you one in the 60s because I don't think you'll get to.
Hold on.
67.
67. Was that that wasn't Bambi.
No.
Bambi was even
he
before
was
that.
He was the first round draft. I'll give you a hint. Won the trophy as the greatest lineman in the country.
He is a lineman for the Razorback. Lloyd.
That's right. Lloyd Phillipson. Yeah. I expect you to get this once I give you this hint. In less than 1 second.
You can't do that.
He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, I know it. I know
it. Got a song
it's one of the greatest ones. Harry Lighthouse. Harry.
Harry.
Woo, Harry James.
Harry Jones.
Jones. Me and Lighthouse. Lighthouse Jones. That is one of the greatest covers of Sports Illustrated.
It is a great.
Ever.
It is a good looking shot.
Wes Sutton.
Josh, let me know if we have anybody on the call for the 2000s with two.
We do.
Razor. Okay.
Josh, check the cameras and see if you can shrink them. I can't. I don't know what's going on.
Caller, what's your name?
Dalton.
Dalton.
And his name.
Dalton. All right. What is the year and what are the two number one draft choices?
I want to say 2000, maybe six, is Jamal Anderson and Chris Houston to Atlanta Falcons.
That is not correct, but Jamal Anderson was the number one pick. It was a first-round draft choice, but
we have somebody online too, also.
Okay, caller, what's your name?
Hey, Mo Ben, guys, it's Joe Mark. Was it Matt Jones in that defensive back that same year?
That is incorrect. Good guess, though.
Mo Ben.
661-1037. I would have presumed somebody would have Googled.
Is it these cats right there?
Let's see. We'll look. I want it by phone. Matter of fact, if we got a prize, we'll give it to you.
You know what? We got a Corky's.
Tonight, to be expected, the first pick, it will be who, Roger?
I'm out.
Caleb Williams.
I'm out of everything. I'm still trying.
It
really does.
I got to bring you back.
Well, you just can't. This is why there are disasters in the airways. The pilot just goes, I'm out.
This is like the baby reindeer.
Let me tell you what my wife said.
Yeah, what did she say about baby reindeer?
She said two things. She said, I second what that person just said about baby reindeer. Which is what it's disturbing.
Disturbing, but you can't take
and
your eyes off
of it. And she says, it is disturbing, and I can't quit watching.
We were talking about movies.
That is frightening. Do I need to watch this?
I didn't feel...
Since I've renewed my life insurance policy?
After I saw 20 minutes of it, I didn't need to see anymore. I was like, I get where this thing's going. It's just, you got a stalker, crazy woman. That this guy in Acre said yesterday, he keeps opening the door to give her the chance to continue to stalk him. And then I was like, okay, I've seen it. Yeah, I'm good.
That's enough?
Yeah, I've seen
okay.
It. Yeah, I'm, listen, some of us have been there in real life, and it's not pleasant memory.
You know, there's a scene. So he opens the door to let her keep talking?
He basically...
So is that a voyeur? What is that
called? No, he just basically is nice enough to her and gives her enough rope to where it's... You
but
know.
You didn't we have a movie like this with Clint Eastwood called Play Misty for Me that went
I
the wrong
saw
way?
It. Some people said, "What about the one not Kurt Russell, but
Ray Liotta?"
No, Fatal Attraction.
Roll a Rabbit. Yes. Yeah, that went the other way. And then there's a Seinfeld episode with Crazy Joe DiVola where he's dating Elaine, and Elaine says, "You just leave your door wide open." And he goes, I encourage intruders.
It's weird.
Crazy Joe DiVola. I encourage intruders.
Josh, do we have another caller there?
Get out.
We do, yeah.
Who we got? What's your name, caller?
This is BJ.
All right, what's the answer?
I believe it's 2003, 2004, Sean Andrews and Ahmad Batman Carroll.
That is correct.
Sean
Andrews and Batman Carroll.
We had someone on here say Kenny Hamlin and Batman Carroll.
Kenny Hamlin, I think, was a second round
draft. Okay. Not all first right.
Round. Yeah, Sean. So here's your first year multiple years. 67, Lloyd Phillips, Harry Jones. 83, Gary Anderson, Billy Ray Smith. 89, Wayne Martin, Steve Atwater. 2004, Sean Andrews and Batman Carroll. In 2008, D-Mac and Felix Jones. That's why, Roger,
yes.
When you see the Alabama classes the last 10 years,
yeah.
Where they have five number one draft choices in one round.
They're in Georgia, you say, right?
Georgia would do the same thing. Yeah, it's absolutely nuts how they would do that.
And that's
it's funny, Roger, when I go back and look at, you know, when the national championship the Razorbacks won in 64, not many players picked from that team in the NFL draft. I was looking at, in the following year.
Right.
Obviously, Harry Jones and Lloyd Phillips were one of them. But I even looked at my team. Do you know how many draft choices we had when I was playing for
freshman?
Yeah, for freshman, senior. I had 13
guys.
Guys taking the NFL.
I would have guessed a little bit more.
And that's, I think Arkansas doesn't have to have the Alabama number of draft choices to win games. But let me
tell you. Well, and we haven't had the Alabama national championship runs either.
Well, what you have to do, Roger, you have to have enough guys that are good enough to play in the league. For example, like
sure.
When I played, there were guys like me that were not, you know, NFL.
Yeah.
Had the NFL size.
And you wanted to play.
But we're good football players. Yeah. And then you have guys surrounded you with that were NFL talent.
Unfortunately for us now, Basil, the NIL and portal, I think at one point was going to help people like us,
yeah.
But I think it may hurt us now in the long run.
And why do you say that?
Because they're just one and doneers.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You're not getting what you want, whether it be the playing time, whether it be the money. They can just come and go.
By the way, too, we have enough food here to feed an army. If you're in Morrilton and you're in your car now, mm-hmm. you need to drive by. We're at
Valentine, bring some back.
And if you are looking for a Gravely More, if you get one while we're working today from until 10 o'clock, you'll get a couple of things. Number one, you'll get a free service once a year for 4 years right here at Haynes Ace Hardware in Morrilton. You'll get that done, which is the oil change, air filter, blade sharpening, and all that. You'll get one of those a year for free. And Jamie Daly will cater a group of 50 for nothing at your place.
Do we have the lead still on the gentleman that was interested in maybe buying
it? You know what?
You're not mentioning his name.
I won't mention his name. He said, dang it.
Right now. We've talked to him already.
Okay. The deal is working right now. Yeah. The deal is working. I was going to say, you know, we're at the Haynes Home Center in Morrilton. So those in Morrilton know this is the Davis Shopping Center. So just come over the corner, get all the meal, all the food you want to all day. I mean, and meet everybody as well.
Yeah. So we should have something going on the grill, I think, all the way through lunch. It's raining outside, but the nice thing is we have this nice, beautiful showroom. Everything's indoors here, so you can come in, still shop mowers, and get ready for that grass that's going to be growing as soon as this rain moves out.
It's been a good year for Morrilton sports, too, right? You got basketball, state championship runner-up, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you got baseball ranked in the...
I think baseball is second or third right now, but they're both in the top three.
Has there been any move to change Devil Dogs at all? Any? You know, because you know,
because of the
Devil?
Right? The
yeah.
Not to my knowledge.
What was the one in Jacksonville? Used to be the
Red Devils.
Red Devils. Boom. Yeah. Gone. Now it's Titans.
Red Devils. Yeah. What was Red Wolves? At A State.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Wasn't that them? What were they? No, they were Red Wolves.
They were Indians.
Yeah. Well, wait, okay, so Red Wolves. No one is offended by the Red Wolves yet. So
no,
we'll see.
I guess you can have red in it. But anyway, the Devil Dogs. The Devil Dogs is a cool title.
That's a pretty fun mascot.
Now, where'd you go to school?
I grew up in Atlanta, Texas.
Oh, that's where Corey Birmingham.
Yeah. We lived there.
I wonder if
Jason Peters went to
Queen City.
Queen City.
Yep.
They were Bulldogs.
They played against each other.
Josh, if you're there, let's go ahead and hit
my
the break if you
it,
can.
Yeah.
And we'll come back and we'll see if we get Big Joe Klein on the phone.
Yep.
Yeah. Big Joe is normally on Thursdays. Sometimes he will travel up to be a part of the show. But he will be calling in today. Tommy Smith will be calling today. Melinda Mayo and Will McIntyre. Razorbacks play Florida this weekend. Women, they travel down to LSU and play, obviously, Baton Rouge and play LSU. So, and what is this right here, Raj?
This is Clarksville.
Yeah,
last train.
Yes.
It's the Monks.
Also,
a couple of answers on here. One guy says, Gone with the Wind. We like that one. And another one says, license plate on a Tesla. Oil. LOL is what that one has. And then someone says, why does that caller always announce he's Mo Ben? That's because that's David's
Spanish.
Hack version.
Pronunciation
hack
of Moe Bien.
Yeah. Instead of Moe Bien, he goes Mo Ben.
Mo Ben.
And you know what? And I love Mo Ben.
Take the things I could do if I was
on. I love it a lot.
All right, 7:30.
Join us for the 20th annual Double B's Buzzbecue, May 11th. Teams from all over will compete for the coveted Jim's Razorback Pizza Grand Champion Trophy. Get your tickets at buzzbecue.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Two games in the NBA last night, including a big surprise. The Miami Heat get even with the Boston Celtics in game number 2. It was 111-101. Tyler Hero was fantastic. He had 24 points and 14 assists on the night. The Heat were 23-43 from deep. That's 54%. That helped them overcome big nights from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown to earn that series split. In game number 2 of the Thunder-Pelican series, it was the Thunder 124, New Orleans 92. 233 points for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Three game threes coming up tonight. Cleveland-Orlando at 6 o'clock. New York and Philadelphia at 6:30. And then Denver and Los Angeles at 9. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
weather from the Fletcher Weather Center. Buzz weather with KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain showers and thunderstorms are likely today, but we're not expecting severe weather today. If the rain moves in, that keeps those temperatures pretty cool. We'll probably top out around 67 here in Little Rock with that 70% chance of rain. Much lower rain chance tonight, 20% chance. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, two sides, and our famous salad bar, only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Want to get in on the conversation? Shoot us a text at the D3 Auto Sales text line at 501-614-1037. D3 Auto Sales in Desart, the number one independent dealer in the state with the best prices and largest selection on pre-owned vehicles, including leveled and lifted trucks. Find them on Facebook. Whether it's football, baseball, or basketball, from high school to the pros, hit us up on the D3 Auto Sales text line.
Hello there, homeowner. Roger Scott for Leaf Guard Gutters of Arkansas. Are you tired of dealing with clogged gutters, climbing ladders, and worrying about potential damage to your home? Well, listen up to me now. Leaf Guard of Arkansas has got you covered. Introducing Leaf Guard, the only true one-piece seamless covered gutter system on the market guaranteed to never, ever clog. With Leaf Guard, you can kiss goodbye to all the hassle of climbing up and cleaning out all that muck and mud and shingle grit. No more hiring someone else to do it, or worse yet, risking serious damage and issues by doing nothing at all. Spring is finally here, which means it's time for Leaf Guard's famous Ugly Gutter event. Leaf Guard will swoop in, take down, and haul away all those unsightly gutters at absolutely no charge, and you'll receive an incredible 60% off installation on a whole house Leaf Guard gutter system. But wait, there's more. Ask about the 0% financing options and additional discounts for seniors and military personnel. Do not let ugly gutters ruin your home's curb appeal or cause costly damage. Call 501-664-5400 or visit leafguardandmore.com to schedule your free estimate today. Leaf Guard of Arkansas, protecting your home one seamless gutter at a time.
Rock and Roll Sushi. Deliciously twisted flavors and a rock and roll vibe that'll blow your mind. Try a made-from-scratch hibachi menu. Chicken, shrimp, filet, or lobster with grilled vegetables and fried rice. RockandRollSushi.com.
Now with six locations in Arkansas.
Hello, Arkansas. Montana with Hubbard Power Sports in Russellville. We are your passionately motivated Can-Am and Sea-Doo dealer. Whether you are on the road, on the water, or in the trails, we've got the ride for you. Our Can-Am and Sea-Doo dealership in Russellville offers a large variety of units in stock now. We are a family-owned and operated crew and celebrating 24 years in business this summer. See our current inventory, apply for financing, and value your trade at our website, hubbardpowersports.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. Stop by and see us Monday through Saturday for the best customer service around. We hope to see you soon.
The Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Indoor Car Show, Saturday, May 4th at the Conway Expo Hall. Best of show wins a $1,000 Visa gift card. Pre-register at btbautoparts.com. Presented by Ducks Garage and Midstate Transmission.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh my gosh.
That's why.
Why did I take this job?
That's why we're number one.
That was gold. By the way, Craig O'Neill was on the Senate floor yesterday at the Arkansas State Capitol, and it was made official Craig O'Neill Day.
Right.
And he had some great things to say, and it was a great introduction. So, tip of the hat to him for an amazing career, and we're honored to have him on Wednesday.
Amen.
He's outstanding. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to Neil Arisman. I went to Scoops downtown, and Neil is the coach for the Trojan wrestling team. I'm not so sure. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. He is the coach of the year in any sport in the state of Arkansas. Okay. What he did in wrestling to take him to a top 15 ranking with nothing there before.
Right.
Of course, Darrell Walker won the conference coach of the year, which is outstanding. But there's no question that Neil Arisman and what he's done with very little, but met his 11-year-old son Duke, who's a listener of the show. Duke, you keep listening to the show, and I said. He loves a bad name.
It is Duke. That's a tough name.
I said, you don't need another nickname.
No.
And I told him, you know what? I said, stay away from the women. Yeah, I said, he likes all these sports.
If I may borrow from Mickey and Rocky,
Women weaken knees.
Is that what he said? Very nice. I like that.
Stay away from that dame.
Like, that's a great. We got to get Neil and his wrestlers up on the show.
We've got
too,
to. Right? Let's get Mickey.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Duke. Keep up the hard work.
Way to go, Duke. Way to go. And hey, listen, and study. Huh?
And study.
Study.
Yeah. Study, sports,
FCA.
No girls.
FCA. Yes. FCA.
We are here at Haynes Home Center in Morrilton. The rain is coming down, but there's plenty of food and there's deals to be made.
Yes.
We're looking to see if we can make, for the first time ever, Brian, having a deal done during the show. So it's in the process.
We've got one. Got a quote.
Have
out
you made
now.
The call?
We're waiting to see if we hear back.
You made the call.
I've seen this guy's property too. It would be a great commercial with the gravely going across. If he does buy it, I can't wait to see if he'll be willing to tell us what he's getting ready to put on that on some of his land, which is really amazing. I don't know if I've told you that yet. Huh. Let's check in with our man.
No, you haven't told me.
Not there.
I'm always the last to know.
Call Joe and wake him up, please.
He's up. I've called him three times.
Yeah, he's there. He said he's waiting.
Listen, he's making wake-up calls to Tommy Smith. He's got to call Joe Klein. What is this, some sort of hospice we're dealing with here? Get a hold of these people. I just talked to my wife, and she says, quote, please bring me back some of Jamie's butt. I've never had it. I'm assuming we're on the same page here.
Yes, that would be a smoke butt, right? Smoke butt.
Yes. Again, that would be a great license plate.
NFL draft is tonight, and we'll see what fortunes change. It's really about the quarterback talk right now. I don't think this got a lot of buzz to this year's draft.
And there's not for me. I don't know why. This year's really started off slow, although when I'm looking at my bill-paying ledger, I'm going, we've only got one more month and half to go, and we're done.
It's also, I mentioned National Lingerie Day. Brian, are you a fan of lingerie, or you're like, lingerie's old and...
I wear it myself every now and then.
Very good. Oh, my God.
Yeah, what's your favorite color on the female persuasion? Is there a certain color you like on your female of choice?
I'd say anything with lace has got to be good, right?
Well, lace is great, but what about the color? Are you a lavender guy? You black? You red? Cream?
What about pink?
What about you, Roger?
I like black on cinema.
Black.
I like the black. Lavender looked good at times, too. Obviously, lace and pretty much see-through.
Do we know?
I like the see-through with just a hint of tease.
Do we know any men that have ever admitted to wearing lingerie before?
They haven't done it, but I've heard rumors of Tommy doing that. But he wore heels with it, which made it okay.
Let's check in with that.
When y'all were in Vegas.
Well, we know that Joe Klein is too big to wear lingerie, so let's check in with him now, Josh.
They call him Big Joe from Slater Mole. He is a 7-foot man, muscle and meat. One of the leading scorers in Razorback history, Big Joe led the Hawks to an amazing 70% winning percentage, including a historic win against number one Michael Jordan and North Carolina. He captured Olympic gold, then added an NBA world title with MJ and the Chicago Bulls. Big Joe actually played with as many NBA teams as Tom Brady won Super Bowls. But who's counting? He loves Westerns and worships Barry Manilow. Now representing Corky's Ribs and Barbecue, Joe Klein.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Today is now.
Calm down, Joe.
Today, well, he just got out of bed. Today is. We got to sleep in this morning.
You sure do. You're welcome.
Joe, today is National License Plate Day. Can you believe Roger did not know that you had a personalized plate all these years?
No, of course it doesn't surprise me. He's only focused on himself all the time.
What a punk! You know, you could have easily said, no, why would Roger be stalking people's cars? You've got to go to the lowest common denominator,
Joe, I just don't see how in the world he's missed your truck all these years, not noticing it, the tag on the truck.
Especially since he's tried to hit me every time he comes in. How can I miss him?
I'm surprised, but you're surprised, David.
So, of course, he has Slater Moe. Have you had any other tag besides Slater Moe?
I'm thinking of one right now.
Does Dana have hers personalized?
Years ago, we had one that said Eat Moe Barbecue.
Oh, that is great. Oh, my gosh.
Boy, how would you?
I love that.
How many is that? How many?
E-A-T-M-O-B-B-Q.
E-T-M-O-B-B-Q.
Okay, yeah. Because, I mean, sometimes it still has to just be 7 characters, right? Or is that, no matter what?
That's the most it can be.
That's the most. Okay. Boy, that's... Wow, I like...
Meatball barbecue is great.
Listen, there used to be a game show that was nothing but personalized license plates. I'll try to find a clip of that.
Joe, you're of course, you know, we're the NBA station. Have you logged in?
Absolutely.
Have you logged in?
I mean,
at
that's
all
why.
Yes.
That's why you couldn't catch me earlier. I was up late doing my NBA analysis, so I would be prepared for your hard, tough, probing questions about the NBA. So well, fire away. I'm ready.
We did see 23 threes made last night, which was pretty darn amazing. Yeah. And
it was a Boston three party.
Oh my gosh. Brian, that was free of charge from Joe Klein right there. Yes.
Joe, and let me ask you, Joe, you know what they say in football that if you wanted to, you could call holding on every play. Yes? Correct, Baz?
You probably could.
Yeah, so is it just a given now that you could call walking on every play in the NBA?
it's pretty liberal. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, yeah.
So let's ask Joe this,
right.
because we've done our NBA talk. We've got that handle, right? We've done it.
Absolutely.
We've been on 7 seconds. Josh, you happy with that? Let's go to the NFL draft.
Dude,
Joe,
come on. Then you complain about walking for 30 seconds.
Joe was, what were you overall pick, Joe? First round, what number? Five, four?
Six.
Can you recall while you were in Arkansas with me, those 4 years you were there, can you recall the highest draft choice that was during your time at Fayetteville? In football?
In football?
Yep.
Billy Ray Smith?
That is correct.
Gary Anderson.
That's right. Same class.
Ron Perot.
Yeah, first round. That's right. That's okay. That's good.
You've
the
done
kid,
enough. Don't.
Lasker was
Greg,
a little
Greg, good one. Greg Lasker, second round draft choice.
Up and day works.
He was a
freshman when we were seniors, I think.
That's right. He got there in 82. That's right. So, but what's interesting? So you were number. What'd you say, Joe? Number five,
six.
Can you tell me what Billy Ray Smith was? First round draft choice, 83. What overall pick was he in the first round?
How many teams were in 1986?
He went to the Chargers. I would say around six.
Number five. So a really high pick. He did not have a great pro career like he had. He was a two-time All-American. Extra credit for this. Watch this. Joe will get this in less than 3 seconds. Gary Anderson, as you mentioned, also went in the first round, number 20. What team selected him?
Gary Anderson.
Look at there. You can't fool Joe Klein.
No.
San Diego Chargers. But what happened then? What happened after
he got drafted? He went to the Tampa Bandits and played in the UFL.
Sure did. That is why Joe Klein gets paid the big bucks to be on this show. Corky's is his sponsor.
It was one of the ones. It was one of the beginnings of, I think, my younger brother Michael, who's 4 years younger than me, became a Chargers fan because of all that. Because the Razorbacks started going to the Chargers about that.
Brian Porterfield is the owner here at Haynes Home Center. Do you ever heard of Gary Anderson? Do you recognize that name at all? He's only 40. Do you recognize that name? It's okay if you don't.
No.
It's okay.
Yeah.
If you go back and watch films of him. I think he's one of the most underrated players we've ever had at the University of Arkansas. Lou Holtz
hit him
up. There's a couple of shots of him against both SMU and college, and then with the Chargers, where he leaps from about 6 or 7 yards out from the end zone and flies and does a flip. I mean, he ran like a 4.443 back then. And
it was that good that it was one. It was in part of the opening credits when they do stuff like that.
He went to Columbia Hickman High School, which is 50 miles from Slater Moe.
Forgot about
that. He was all state. He was a hell of a basketball player. I mean, he could have played college basketball too. He could hoop.
Yeah. Am I wrong in thinking that he ended up with the Buccaneers as well?
He played in Tampa for the USFL team.
But it was not the Buccaneers.
He ended up going back to San Diego at some point.
That's a revisionist history.
Yeah, at one point you had Gary Anderson, Danny Walters, and Billy Ray. All there was San Diego. That class, you know, we were talking about, you know, you got to have good players to be in the to win 10 games or whatever plus year. Boy, that those years where you had Jesse Clark and Danny Walsh, Steve Corn. When you were there, Joe, yeah, we had some players there. And then we had some guys like old 53 that sort of snuck in there as an undersized guy that was had a good football IQ, and Bert Zinnemann and other guys.
Great football IQ.
Yeah, Joe, today is Thursday. What's happening at Corky's today?
So glad that you could ask. Up there at the home of the Devil Dogs.
Yes.
Today is Burger Day. You get burgers for $8 for a hamburger at Corky's, along with our great barbecue and other scrumptious menu items.
Scrumptious.
He's just throwing out big words.
Scrumptious.
I like
that.
Is that your big word of the day, Joe? Let me ask you this, Joe. Are you telling me $8 for a burger?
Yes.
Is this fresh meat, or are you trying to get rid of stuff here? That's way too low.
No, it's handmade, baby. Very, very good.
Joe,
there's not a better burger in town. It's as good as anybody's.
That's a good burger, Joey. It's a good burger.
Before we let you go, Joe, today is also Hairstylist Appreciation Day. Who cuts Big Joe's hair? I put him on the spot with his mailman.
Whoever it is on a stepladder.
Yeah, so who cuts your hair, Joe? Do you do your own, or does
no.
Dana do it?
No.
I
go to a stylist for the stars, Lamont Kimball, at Razor Cuts on Markham Drive. And I will be there today. And I will be there today at 11 o'clock. So,
what guard number did you use, Joe?
What?
What guard number? Do you tell him, do you look at the poster and say, give me that one?
Give me number three?
He's a stylist. He's a stylist for the stars.
He's a stylist for the stars.
You know, Joe, let me tell you something about Joe Klein, and I'm very secure in my masculinity, but I don't have a problem in saying this. He's got great hair. His hair is done fantastically, and he has great skin.
Oh, wow.
He does.
Great skin.
Well,
Joe, as always, thanks for coming on with us for an abbreviated Joe Klein stay brought to you by Corky's.
And Joe, also,
if you see Slater Moe, that is Joe Klein's truck.
Yeah, so whatever you want to do to it, make sure that's the one you see, whatever you do. Joe, are we still doing Monday buffets?
Yes, and Sunday. Soul food on Sunday and just the regular barbecue one on Monday.
Well, Baz and I have been talking about going to see Elvis at the church in Benton, and then we need to do that. Then we need
not
to go
Elvis.
Eat the soul food.
Not Elvis.
Well, you don't know.
I know it's not.
It's a whole website dedicated to it. Then we're going to go get some soul food.
I love
Thanks,
it. Thank
Joe.
All
right, guys. See you,
buddy.
We love you. Woke up Joe Klein too early. Well, he did text us. I was in Conway, and he texted and said, are you guys in the studio? And I said, no, we're in Morrilton. He said, good night.
The rain has stopped here in Morrilton. We're at the Haynes Home Center, which is at the 4 Davis Drive in the Davis Shopping Center. Jamie Daly and Jimmy Stewart out there cooking up food for all day if you come by.
Gosh,
there's no need for you to pay for food today if you'll come by Haynes
That's
Home
a
Center.
Great lunch.
Brian's taking care of it, and we'll cut you a good deal, too.
No need to pay for food today. You buy a mower. You don't have to pay for an oil change for 4 years.
Nope. And he's going to bring
And you can
come.
Feed 50 of your closest friends.
And at that time of year, have you started seeing the influx of people coming in for service, or is that going to start?
Service is steady right now. Okay. The mower sales and trimmer sales is up and down. So
sure.
Our weather just hasn't turned and stayed good.
Yeah.
So we're
going
a week or two where that grass grows and we'll sell, and then it turns back cold. So,
all right. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. It is 749 here in Morning Man.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. At Jones & Son, when you shop for an engagement ring, you get the benefit of shopping with the largest selection of rings in Central Arkansas. Jones & Son also carries the biggest brands in the business. At Jones & Son, shop their new collection of Jones & Son branded engagement rings. These Jones & Son rings are high quality at a fraction of the price. They're also fully customizable. They can modify any design to suit your needs. Jones & Son is located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road. And of course, they've been there for over 35 years. Same address. guests, same phone number for over three decades. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry to match the occasion can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be, and it's not at Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. Find the right diamonds for that special occasion. Jones & Son invites you to come by and shop with them in person or online at jonesandson.com. Owners Darrow and Jacob Jones are the best father-son jewelry team in America. Tell them the guys at Morning Mayhem sent you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. Jones & Son is located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road.
The king of Arkansas sports talk, Randy Rainwater for Bet Saracen.
In Arkansas, 7 out of every $10 placed on a sporting bet app is with Bet Saracen, because Bet Saracen offers more ways to win and more ways to get paid and faster. Find your winners on Bet Saracen and look for my double R prop bet specials. I pick them and you win them.
Bet Saracen is Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app.
Gambling problem? Call 800-522-4700.
Congo Fireplace and Patio, Arkansas's premier casual outdoor furniture store, is having their huge spring sale. With Arkansas's largest selection of outdoor furniture, there's no better time to stop by and save on name brand dining groups, seating groups, chaises, gliders, bar and counter sets, with new collections arriving daily. Plus, Congo always has the best selection of grills and ceramic smokers in the state. The spring sale is going on now at Congo. Family owned and operated for over 100 years. Shop local and feel the difference. Congo Fireplace and Patio, I-30 Benton.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
See shelter agent Paul Griffin in Monticello, Sam Eklin in Star City, or Kyle Stone in Pine Bluff.
Home Free Hilling Golf Classic, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka and Ellen Cockrell, is coming up Friday, April 26th at the Burns Park Championship Golf Course. Home Free Hilling is a nonprofit facility that provides free-of-cost lodging in a home-like setting for cancer patients and parents of infants in the neonatal ICU. Home Free Hilling services UAMS, Children's, Carti, Arkansas Urology, St. Vincent's, and Baptist Health. Lunch starts at 11 and the flight tees off at 12:30. Sign up to sponsor a team at www.homeforhealing.org or call Megan at 501-978-2900.
Whiskey Myers, live in concert. Friday, May 3rd, Simmons Bank Arena. With Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real and Reed Houghton. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Whiskey Myers Live.
Red tape. One in three businesses will get caught up in it, and they'll be penalized by the IRS for mismanaging their payroll. Because when you're handling payroll, HR compliance, and those constantly changing tax laws, that red tape can get sticky in a hurry. At The Payroll Company, we free you from that tangled mess and get you back to business. The Payroll Company. Less headaches, more than payroll. Visit morethanpayroll.com to learn more.
This is Trey Reed from The Wild Side on 103.7 The Buzz, inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 p.m.
Brought to you by Westrock Landing at Lake Maumelle, Edwards Food Giant, All About Tire and Brake, Battery Outfitters, and Trader Bill's Outdoors, Hot Springs, and Little Rock locations.
It's The Wild Side, Tuesday at 7 p.m., only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Hey, Roger Scott's calling. Good morning, Rog.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's Josh's parents. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Neighbors.
Hey, Josh. You know your mother and I always taught you to chase your dreams. We just hope that you had better dreams than this. You know, more like your brother, you loser.
Outstanding.
I love his dad calling in.
Look what made it. Listen, that little sneaky song, yep. It just when you think we've killed that thing, he shows up at 7:54.
We haven't killed it because we haven't.
Listen, bang, bang, whatever.
Bang, bang, daddy-o.
Got it in prime time, that rascal. We've got to go to headband and say delete it. Just delete it completely.
Hey, Siri, text
Hey, we are here at Haynes Home Center in Morrilton. We invite you to come by. They'll do great deals for
we
you.
We do.
They also have a ton of food. Coming up later in the show, Tommy Smith, Melinda Mayo, Will McIntyre. It's National License Plate Day. Roger, there was one that you mentioned somebody on there.
Yeah, here's one for it, and I'll let you tell what it is. It is, which is a great way for us to remember it. Turkwise.
Turquoise. Oh, Kate Moore's pronunciation of turquoise.
That's exactly what that one is right there.
That is outstanding.
Also, here's a couple of them right here from the 501 and one from the 910. Roger, Gary Anderson did play for the Bucks in 90-93.
How about that? So he played for the USFL team and the Buccaneers.
That's
the
right. No, but you know what?
Good job there.
Well, I appreciate that.
Hey, so we only got a couple minutes
don't
here.
Read my response to that person, man. That was good.
Jamie Daly and Jimmy Stewart here cooking up food. What are you guys cooking up, Jamie? Great to have you. What are you doing?
We're
on the air.
I didn't sound hot.
No, you're hot.
it's a radio man.
Hey, what are you cooking up?
We're cooking up some pork butt sandwiches.
Man, you love to
some
cook.
Slaw.
How many years have you been going to Buzz
beans,
BBQ?
Like, sausage in it.
15 years. Buzz BBQ. 10.
You've been. I was at the first one.
Yeah, 20. Which is this is the 25th anniversary.
I know Tommy kind of started that.
And Jimmy's your right hand guy here.
Jimmy's the guy. He's with Olin. He takes care of the vets.
Well, that's awesome, man. Well, and then you become buddies with Brian because of Brian Gravely.
Brian Gravely. Y'all were here that morning years ago.
And they sponsored
and
some
raining.
Of your stuff. Yeah, exactly.
It was raining.
I knew it was.
I had my dog with me. She had her little handkerchief
that's
on her
right.
neck. She's
running
around
right.
the store.
And you bought two that you use for the golf course,
bought
right?
Bought two, yeah. We bought a Mach 1 and a 560 Pro Turn. They're both awesome mowers.
And your brother's actually coming from his tournament
in Nashville.
Yeah.
On the way home. He's going to spend his birthday weekend here.
So he'll be 59?
58. I'm 59.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we were supposed to be at his golf tournament and just couldn't pull it off, which we hate. But I know he raised a lot of money for Jen. You've got a golf tournament coming up, too.
Did you hear a number on
too?
That?
Yeah. No, I did not. I did not.
June 15. Father's Day weekend.
And that benefits?
The VFW post 83-83.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We need to play.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the
y'all got a team if you want it.
One of the things that Brian was talking about is loving the fact that you can bring people together, and we call it sponsor collusion.
Yeah.
And you're always nice to give back, and you cook for everybody.
Try to.
You love it. You love it. You have a passion for it. So anybody can come here today. You don't need to spend any money on food.
Get a pork sandwich.
Come to Haynes Home Center and
meet Jimmy.
It is quality food. Yep. And you guys, you have a little concoction here you made for me.
That's right.
I don't know what that is, Roger, but
it's straight orange juice.
That's all we serve around here. Straight orange juice.
It's got some pulp in it.
Guess who's coming up next? The Outlaw.
Tommy Smith, my buddy.
He ran around this parking lot one year. I don't know
if he knew he was here or not.
Yeah, when he
was pumping them arms, man.
That's coming up next.
Y'all come down and check out these Gravely lawnmowers.
Check out Brian. He supports the community. He supports veterans. He works with the BFW. He helps us. He gives back to the community. So you want to support guys like Brian.
Awesome. All right. Well said. 8 o'clock here at Morning Mayhem.
It's time to bring legendary Kubota reliability to your hayfield. Heavy-duty balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, rakes, tedders, and wrappers to fit your specific crop and condition. Match them up with one of Kubota's ag tractors. The M7 line ranges in horsepower from 128 to 168 with premium hydraulics and multiple transmission options to finish any job. Henard Foothills Equipment.